The Kansas City Board of Trade March wheat contract price closed above $5.50 this week, and the USDA will release its 2010 winter wheat planted acre estimate next week. Here to talk about these and other issues is Kim Anderson. Kim, good to see you after the new year.
Isn't this weather great?
Oh, it's nice to be indoors today. Kim, how should someone interpret what's happening in wheat prices right now?
Well, you know, last week we talked about the March contract. If it closed above $5.50, that its next target would be $5.90. We said it needed to do that on Wednesday. On Wednesday, it closed above $5.50 or right at $5.50. We got a little 10-cent run up to hit $5.60, and then it's back down to around the $5.50 level. So we may have some additional resistance at that $5.60 point rather than the $5.50. If you look at the July contract, I said if it closed above $5.40, its target was $5.80. It did hit $5.80, and then it backed off later in the week. Wheat prices are on an uptrend right now. However, we could break that uptrend this next week if the March contract prices don't trade above $5.50 and July above that $5.80 levels. Then we could break that uptrend this next week.
Something that might be pushing it there is the USDA is planning to release its planted acre estimates next Tuesday on the 12th. What are market analysts predicting?
Well, the numbers I'm seeing right now is for the wheat planted acres to be less than last year. All your winter wheat acres classes, about 2 million acres less than last year, around 41.3, I think, is about the average number I've seen. Hard red winter wheat acres down about 1.6 million from 31.6 to 30 million acres, and soft red winter wheat acres down from 8.3 down to 8 million. I really expected the soft red winter acres to be down more than that 300 million. We'll just have to see what the USDA numbers come out with on Tuesday.
Now, do you think this is significant in any way?
Oh, yeah, I think it's significant. I think it's an important number because we've got an excess of wheat. We need less acres planted because the market's telling us we don't need the wheat.
Argentina, Australia wheat harvests are essentially complete. Looking forward to June 2010. How does the wheat supply situation, how's it looking right now?
Well, let's just look at the U.S. We're looking at ending stocks at 900 million bushels, somewhere in there. That's 42% of an average U.S. wheat crop. The world ending stocks will be about 30% of an average world crop.
So significant wheat already out there. What are the price implications of this excess wheat?
Well, what it does is it puts an albatross or puts a lid or puts a ceiling on prices. We've had this price rally. I think what it's telling us is when we get rallies, we probably should look at selling some of the O10 crop into 10, 15% of the time, but take advantage of some of these higher prices. I think that's what it's telling us to do mostly.
All right, Kim, thanks for being here. Kim Anderson, our grain marketing specialist. Nice to see you back in 2010.
It's a pleasure.